From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Turkey is demanding an apology from Israel and compensation for an attack this week on a humanitarian flotilla bound for Gaza. Istanbul is also accusing the UN Security Council of taking too long to issue a presidential statement about the raid in which at least 9 people died. We get the latest from NPR's Michelle Kellerman at the State Department.
Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu came to Washington after a long night of trying to convince the UN Security Council to criticize Israel.
We were expecting, of course, from all of our allies, all of our members of the United Nations Security Council, a clear condemnation of this act, a clear condemnation immediately after the incident happened. We didn't need to work 11 hours for that.
He said he was also not happy with the Obama administration's response to the incident. Speaking before his talks with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Davutoğlu condemned the Israeli blockade on Gaza. He said he was supposed to meet Israel's prime minister here, but Benjamin Netanyahu canceled his trip due to the latest crisis. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The hearing for a man accused of killing 13 people at an army post in Texas has been delayed by 4 months. Nidal Hassan appeared in court today for the first time since the shooting rampage at Fort Hood. Nathan Bernier of member station KUT has more from Fort Hood.
Hassan's defense team says a lot of the material it needs is in classified documents. It says it needs more time to obtain them. And today, the judge overseeing the Article 32 hearing granted a delay until October 4th. Today's proceeding was equivalent to a preliminary hearing in civilian law. It was intended to determine whether there is enough evidence to proceed with a court-martial. As expected, Hassan did not make a statement during the proceedings. He did, however, respond to direct questions from the judge. "Yes, sir," Hassan said several times when asked if he understood what was going on. Hassan uses a wheelchair since he's paralyzed from the chest down from injuries he received on the day of the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Bernier at Fort Hood.
President Obama has met with the co-chairs of a new commission investigating the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. He's pledging those responsible will be brought to justice. Spoke just days after BP's latest attempt to plug a blown-out well deep in the Gulf failed. The company's now attempting to place a cap over the leak among various ideas in play until relief wells are completed. President Obama's top energy advisor, Carol Browner, says BP's directed to build not one relief well, but two.
If there were some unforeseen problems, we wanted to make sure that we had some backup, some redundancy in the system.
Browner speaking on ABC. The Gores are separating after 40 years of marriage. Former Vice President Al Gore and his wife Tipper reportedly have told friends that it was a mutually supportive decision. This is NPR. A new watchdog report raises doubts about the Justice Department's ability to respond to an attack involving weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports investigators are especially concerned about coordination.
The Justice Department's Inspector General faults a lack of preparation against a possible attack. For years, experts have worried about dirty bombs, chemicals, or deadly germs falling into the hands of terrorists. Investigators say the department's approach to the issue is outdated. For instance, a critical plan has not been updated since 1996, and it doesn't even address weapons of mass destruction. The White House puts the Justice Department in charge of coordinating a response, but the Inspector General says the lead agency in control has not assigned anybody to manage the process. Inspector General Glenn Fine says it's critical that the Justice Department move to address the deficiencies. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
A legal dispute ends in bloodshed in a Chinese courtroom today. A man gunned down several people, killing 3 judges and then himself. The gunman was apparently angry with the court's settlement of his divorce case 3 years ago. Commodities trader Trafigura is on trial for violating environmental laws. In the Netherlands today, prosecutors accused the company of trying to save money by allowing hundreds of tons of toxic waste to be illegally dumped in Ivory Coast in 2006. The African nation alleges the chemicals were factors in thousands becoming sick and at least 16 deaths. The company denies any wrongdoing. Last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 23 points at 10,159. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.